Beets would be, you know, beets after the rain, you can see them?
The beets come out the ground. These rays, it's like a hen laid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they be bad when it's wet weather.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Is that the kind you fish with?
Yeah,
the bait?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I can't put them on my hook.
Sitting
up there like a queen. Other folks just catching fish now, sitting up on that little cement up with me a chip. I looked down at Joseph, them just catching the fish. I wasn't catching them, because I was scared of the snake going to come up behind me, you know, in that little cement place there. And I said, you know what he hollers like? If you get out off of that block sitting up there like a queen, maybe you'll catch some fish.
Right.
I said, if a snake come up behind me, I'd walk, beat Peter walking that water. I let him catch the fish because I was scared. Too scary, I reckon. I can't bait my hook and I can't take the fish off. So the best thing we do is let the fishing alone.
Do they ever fish with those little fish for
fish bait? Fish little fish. You take a little baby fish, put them on a hook, that's to catch the big fish with.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What do you call those little ones?
Minnow.
Uh-huh.
Minnow, just like them sardines we get.
Uh-huh.
And they're little than that now. Little ones to catch the big fish with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go out and catch them first.
Catch them first, the minnow.
Yeah, he's a fisherman. Fisherman. I ain't no fisherman.
Me and my buddy called Johnny Clark, before he died, year before last, me and him fished every day. He missed a day where we didn't go fish about an hour, 2 hours, a half a day, all day one. Yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. He didn't have no car and I didn't need it. We'd get somebody to catch, come back and pick us up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If I could fish that in here and fish out there, well, I know ain't no snake gonna come.
And what about part of the pond where we fished at? It was a cane snake all the way around that pond. And he killed every mosquito to come out of that pond. Mm-hmm. I got 2 cane snakes out there today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Joseph, my wife killed one, Gang killed one, and RB killed one.
Oh, your cane snake?
My cane snake.
Well, honey, I don't know a cane snake.
A cane snake.
A little green one looked like a rattlesnake.
A cane snake is checkered just like that piece there on that thing. He's white and black.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Spotted. You can tell him from any other snake.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right. And he kill every snake he sees. The man down here on the river said he had a pretty good sized cane snake. He caught 9 rattlesnakes, pulled them off on the rock down on the
river. King snake did?
Yeah, killed every one of them.
Uh-huh.
Killed every one of them rattlesnakes. But when he come out, he died because all them rattlesnakes beat him. That much poison killed him. That's right.
God must have made him the master of the snake.
He did, the master of the snake.
Mm-hmm.
I know we was over there cleaning up that playground. You know, the folks come from Charlotte down there was helping us clean up over there. A bunch of white folks, boys and girls, helping us clean up our playground. And here comes a snake, somebody, there's a snake, and come me, you know. That's how that boy went there and said, ain't that what a cane snake and picked the snake up?
That's right.
Instead of him killing the snake, he went and throwed it back out. I said, Lord, he stay out here.
Jasper, your son Nelson will tell you the same thing. When he dug the sewer line, I did at my house.
Uh-huh.
The water come down, somebody said, let him go in there. I took that snake and threw him on back up in the yard.